Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Yes! 1450 WLAY. We've got thunder showers in the forecast, a high of 78. This is requested music from Christine. It is Shalimar.
So your talent for the fair is you can talk up one song, Shalimar.
Gina had a great idea for the fair. Andy Chandley, of course, will be there. And so I can post a Shalimar or whatever.
Right.
And then Andy has one where it's an actual song. Is it Steve Miller? What is the song he does?
I think it is Steve Miller.
It's some, okay, yeah. It's got like a 3-minute ramp, and he does it. It is hysterical.
It is great.
1450 WLAY, here's Shalimar.
I didn't know you could go back in.
You really shouldn't. And right now, my wife Linda is upstairs and she's horny. She loves this, except when I'm doing Linda in her car.
Right.
She doesn't like that too much.
Right.
All right, today, a lot of show. First of all, the best fans in the NFL, and by best, the ones that spend the most money.
Oh,
I got the top five. I got the bottom five. And the bottom five have no reason to spend money, Mikey.
I knew it.
Pokemon Go continues with the problems. Donald Trump is lashing out. He's pissed and suing. No, he's not suing. He's demanding something. Calvin Harris, Taylor Swift's former boyfriend, is pissed. I don't know exactly what Taylor did, but we'll talk it through. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Now, we know that allegedly he cheated, and they've been vacationing together. They even have holidays together.
Yeah.
Well, the word is they may be getting back together. Charlie Sheen allegedly deducted his expenses for his prostitutes from his taxes. So the IRS is looking into it.
I don't throw the word hero around often, but I think it applies.
Winning.
Yes!
Classic rock muse, the latest from Sal Cerencioni, Jackie's Throwback Thursday. We've got the Forbes top eight earning rock acts. 5 seconds for $20. I continue with Rolling Stone's top 100. We're looking at the top 25 today. Number 10 through 6, the greatest Beatles song. 6 reasons today doesn't suck. Christian Hand breaks down the music so you don't have to. ABC 7's very funny Philip Palmer. He's going to be in. I can't wait. And Marlon Wayans. So we've got 4 hours to fit all that in. Good luck to everybody. Jennifer Aniston's feud with her mother didn't end well, even as the older woman died, since she didn't even mention Jennifer in her will. According to In Touch Weekly, Nancy Dow bequeathed her home, all her money, and other personal items, including loads of personal writings about Jennifer, to an unnamed relative. And she did it even though Jennifer paid all her bills for years.
Oh, no.
Nancy wrote down everything about Jennifer, and that material is now in the hands of someone who could profit from it. And if you don't know what the rift was, it exploded a decade ago after her mother wrote about their painful falling out in a tell-all book, From Mother and Daughter to Friends, a memoir.
That's horrible. That mother should be ashamed of herself. I know we don't generally speak ill of the dead, but come on, Mrs. Anastakis, which I believe your last name is.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who've had a falling out with one of their parents or both, and they don't speak to them.
It's one thing to have a falling out and give your will to somebody else. It's another thing to write a tell-all book about your child for a quick buck.
Agreed. I completely agree.
And one of her parents was an opera singer or something?
No, her dad was on Days of Our Lives.
Okay, I think her mom, am I just pulling this out of thin air, that her mom might have been an opera singer? Like, maybe she had a flair for the dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's absolute horse crap.
Mm-hmm. So, apparently, and I still haven't had a chance to watch the video. I've got it, and I'm going to watch it. But apparently, people are saying they saw a UFO.
What?
Yeah, coming into the atmosphere. And then something about NASA removing it from sight. But I've got it.
So you mean they removed the video and we have the video?
I think that's what the story... this is just coming out, so I don't know exactly what's going on, but we're going to look into it and probably post it so we can get your opinion as to whether this is a UFO or not. So I look forward to seeing it. Here's what I love about you people. Been talking about we're going to be at the Orange County Fair Saturday, July 23rd, and that we're going to do a rousing round of stupid human talent. And we told you to text the word talent to 21003 and give us what it is that your talent is and contact information. A bunch of people, Danny tells me, has simply been texting the word talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. What are you holding up, Gina?
I have a list of some of the classier talents that we've been given, if you'd like to hear a couple.
I would.
This is good. They sing opera style with rock songs in a semi-comic style. That could
be
fun. Yeah. Let's see. Axl Rose impersonator. Oh. I like what I'm hearing.
I bet he sucks.
We'll find out on stage.
That's good.
Chug a six-pack of cold youth. Chug a six-pack of cold Yoo-Hoo in 60 seconds.
Oh, I love
That's
it.
That's great. We might all have to get up close for this one. I can bend nails with my toes.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Danny, where are some of the ones you were telling me that I probably shouldn't read?
There's a top line over there. The guy could...
Here.
Do it.
I'm just reading what people have texted us.
Sure.
Nothing more. I can do massive amounts of methamphetamine without dying.
Wow.
There was something about eating a bushel of apples and crapping out a pie.
That sounds about right with our listeners. Wow. Yeah.
Well, I've heard several that I like.
Yeah,
the
Yoo-Hoo
and bending the nail, that's all pretty good.
Axl Rose impersonator, I like it.
We need more, guys, more.
Yeah, there's a lot more, but these are Danny's favorites. But yeah, we'd like more.
Yeah, so if you have a talent just like what you just heard, a stupid talent, we need you to you need to text the word talent, but you also need to write down what your talent is and your contact info.
Wait a second. I have a huge bone to pick with Danny.
Okay.
How dare you not highlight I can lasso lizards with a long blade of grass.
What does that mean?
All right. So if you have a stupid talent, we want to know about it. We're going to be at the fair. Mark in the morning, Andy in the afternoon, plus Joe Benson. We're going to be at the fair Saturday, July 23rd, noon to 3. We're at the Heritage Stage. There's only 800 seats, and we're putting on a show. Part of the show is stupid human talent. If you got one, text talent, the talent that you're talking about, and contact information to 21003.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV.
You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do, and I want to give a quick mention to the new show on HBO called Night Of. It's a crime drama mystery. And
Dying to see this.
It is only one episode, but it was just so mesmerizing and intense. It was great. I think it's going to be the new True Detective, the first season, but go check that out. But last night, comedy ruled. Conan O'Brien and Seth Meyers had some great jokes. Here we go.
Here's the latest. The Republican Party is coming out strongly against online pornography. Yeah. Man, they really do. They really do not want to win this election.
Everything they can. Pundits are saying that new British Prime Minister Theresa May is following in the footsteps of Margaret Thatcher, known as the Iron Lady, with some in the media calling May dull as porridge, extremely dependable, and not a humorist. Said Hillary Clinton, ugh, I would kill for reviews that good.
This is weird. A restaurant in China forces customers to solve complex math problems before they can order their meal. Yeah. The restaurant has no plans to expand to the United States. You will not see that restaurant here.
Where's my food?
There you go. There's your mic, TV.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.
Dr. Phil is pissed and suing the National Enquirer. The TV counselor filed a $250 million libel suit against the tabloid's parent company, saying it published false and malicious stories about him. Now he has gotten a response, a new story calling him a charlatan, a quack, and a liar. Radar Online said the article at the center of Dr. Phil's temper tantrum was and remains 100% true. Indeed, each of the allegations against the tabloid television talker are backed up with volumes of court documents that have been filed against him. It's the first time hearing of this.
Wait a second. I don't think... Is this from when that staffer said that he locked all the employees in a room and wouldn't let them out until they came up with whatever ideas?
I don't know.
That happened, what was it, last year? And everybody was... It was a whole thing. And I assume that's the one they're referring to, because I don't know of any others.
Seems like it.
But, Phil, just real quick, maybe you shouldn't tug at these threads, because when they come back and instead of an apology, they call you a charlatan, maybe you just leave it alone.
Charlatan, quack, and a liar.
Oh, God.
So maybe Dr. Phil thought by filing a $250 million dollar lawsuit they'd back off.
Right.
They're not.
Mark, I'm sorry. I did that wrong. Let me speak Phil's language, okay?
Okay.
Dr. Phil,
right.
What you gotta do is you gotta stop going to the press and making all these crazy things happen, okay? Now do you think you got the message?
I didn't realize there was a Dr. Phil in here, man. I thought I had heard all of them. Apparently, I was wrong. That's good. Gina,
yeah.
And I don't know why I enjoy this. What did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, Mark, I finally have a good one. Oh, this is the best. Thanks to Mikey's girl, Lisa Lillian, a.k.a. Hungry Girl. I did a Hungry Girl recipe last night, and it was awesome. Tim said it's the best thing I've ever made. How much do you love a broccoli chicken cheese rice casserole?
Oh, sure. Come on.
Come on. It's just comfort food through and through. However, instead of rice, I used riced cauliflower.
You can
get bags of it at Trader Joe's or wherever, or you can do it yourself,
Hold on. Yeah. Is this little things that look like rice, but it's cauliflower?
Yes.
Wow.
So I did that instead with the... So it's basically rice, chicken, cheese, broccoli, casserole, but I used cauliflower. So the whole thing, carb-free. Vinnie Tortor's going to be very happy with me.
What about the cheese?
Oh, I go full force. I shredded my own sharp cheddar.
Wow. But that goes against...
No, high saturated fats, low carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
He did not want me to use the diet cheese. He's not into that. I shredded my own cheddar and used all the vegetables, and it was mwah.
That sounds really good.
It was. That's why I'm so excited about it. And I kept posting the recipe because people kept asking for it, so I'll keep reposting it.
So last night and this is one of our go-tos. We do this way too often. You just take a couple of chicken breasts and you chop them up into bite-sized pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I pan cook them, put a little soy on it, and then douse sesame seeds all over it.
Oh.
And then we'll have something like brown rice and English peas or brown rice and broccoli. It's a pretty clean meal. Obviously, this is skinless chicken. Mikey.
I'm going to change your world right now.
All right.
Go to the store and buy hot sesame oil and use
that. I've got some.
Is it the hot kind, though? Not the
yeah,
spicy?
Yeah, but see, I can't.
I'm not into
since,
it.
Since chemo... No, I'd love it. But since chemo, Linda could never take that. That she can... I mean, a little bit of soy she can do.
Mm.
If she gets one flake of pepper, she's laid up for
an
hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, this chemo, the one that she was on just fried everything.
And that was a while back, and it's still like that.
9 years. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be forever.
Don't they say that 10 years equals you're pretty much cancer-free after you get your 10-year checkup?
I hope, because that'll be the one coming up.
Because we should have a big party.
They say that from the point that you have taken care of it, the next 5 years, if it's going to come back, it's probably going to come back inside that 5 years.
Mm.
And we're on the ninth year.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so good on you. Get it, King. Yeah. All right, this is weird. Sheriff deputies in Colorado were called to a home in the woods to rescue a bear that had gotten stuck inside a car.
Don't worry about me, boo-boo. As long as I land on my head, I'll be okay.
Officers were stunned when they arrived because they found no broken windows, no sign that the bear had broken its way into the car. Somehow, get this. The bear opened the door, climbed in, and then closed it.
Nope.
The car's interior was completely trashed. Sheriff deputies came, armed with rifles, and they reached around, opened up the hatch, and the bear just ran.
Well, that's a happier ending than I was expecting.
But
that's good.
I love that he opened the door, he got it, and then he closed it back.
That's fantastic.
Love it. Gina.
Yeah?
Trend me.
Okay. Businesses are getting savvy about interacting with Pokemon Go users. Some pizza parlors are putting Pokemon beacons in their establishments to attract customers, and they're showing double and triple increases in business. So you know what? Good for them.
Wow.
Theresa May takes over for David Cameron as prime minister next week in the wake of the Brexit Michigas. Danny and Mikey know what I mean. And here's what's trending in sports. The 2016 ESPY Awards recognized several distinguished athletes last night at the Microsoft Theater. Some of the big winners were LeBron James for Best Male Athlete and WNBA star Breonna Stewart. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Mark reveals Forbes' top earning rock acts of the year. That's at 6:55. You won't believe number 4! But first, AC/DC, this is Mark in the Morning.
It is time now for the latest in classic rock news. Joining us, senior editor Sal Cerencioni with the Premier Radio News and Prep. Good morning, Sal.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Tom Petty fans may want to check out the Facebook page for his other band, Mudcrutch, today. That's when they will debut a video. It's for the song I Forgive It All. It's off this brand new album, Mudcrutch 2. But this is no ordinary video, as it was directed by Sean Penn and it stars Anthony Hopkins. So that might be pretty interesting to check out.
Why do side projects have to have the worst names? Mudcrutch, Chickenfoot. Come up with something better.
Well, Mudcrutch was the name of the band way back in the 70s before Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So they've had that name for 40-some-odd years. All right, Graham Nash. Now, no surprise here that he would be the last person to support Donald Trump for president, but he does admit that the presidential candidate is doing one thing right.
Donald Trump, and I don't want to give him a compliment, but he is brilliant at finding people's fear and amplifying it. He's brilliant at giving people a common enemy. They're the different color than you. You should hate them. They're a different religion than you. You should hate them. Donald Trump is a very dangerous man. Of all the things that he has spoken about, you know, Mexican rapists, building a wall, banning all Muslims, la, 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 all the things that he's saying, you would think that he'd be gone.
But he is not. As we know, found out this morning, he's tied with Hillary now in the latest poll that's out there. And for those who are wondering, even though, yes, Graham Nash was born and raised in England, he does hold dual citizenships. And so, yes, he can vote in the upcoming election this November. Motley Crue fans, I mentioned earlier now, Tom Petty, check out Facebook today for something new from them. Motley Crue. You can go to your pay-per-view systems this weekend because their New Year's Eve show from 2015 at the Staples Center, just this past New Year's Eve, that will start being broadcast on pay-per-view, Motley Crue, The End. Check that out. And it'll be available through August 15th. So it starts this weekend, available through August 15th. If you don't catch it on pay-per-view, then, of course, the DVD and Blu-ray release is slated for the fall. And Aerosmith, let's bring you up to date on Joe Perry. There's really not a lot to say at this point. They are kind of being very secretive. They are even being secretive to Steven Tyler. Excuse me. He says, I'm really concerned and worried right now that I'm not getting any news. I'm a little bummed out, and that scares me. I don't know whether it's heat prostration or whether he's been working himself too hard or getting off on wrong things passionately. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but I know that nobody's talking to me. I can only tell you that Joe's my brother and I love him very much. Also asked if this would impact the Aerosmith tour of Latin America in the fall. Tyler says, I don't give a crap about the band, and it doesn't mean that he doesn't care about Aerosmith. He cares right now about the well-being of his bandmate for well over 40 years, nice. Joe Perry. And Tyler, he's on the road. He's got a show in San Francisco tonight. And his new album, this album with a country flavor to it, We're All Somebody From Somewhere, that comes out tomorrow. And
inviting you, baby.
There you go. And I am also somebody from somewhere in my mother's womb in Brooklyn, New York, many, many moons ago. But I am Sal Cerincione from Premier Radio Networks, and I found the sound. Giddy up.
All right, so I've been telling you that Mark in the Morning and Andy in the Afternoon are all going to be at the Orange County Fair a week from this coming Saturday, noon to 3. There's a couple of things we can add. We found out yesterday, Gina was talking with Chris. Chris is head of promotions department. And the Heritage Stage, I've been telling you to get there early and line up. The Heritage Stage is an open area, so you, as soon as the fair opens, you can go grab a chair. Now, the good news about that, this is going to pack out. But the good news is, even if you get there a little late and there's no seats left, you can stand around. They can't stop you from doing that. So we'll be able to accommodate pretty much everybody.
But in the heat, and we're going to have a nice couple-hour show, you're going to want a chair.
Yeah, that's true. And you're going to want to make sure you bring water. We'll have some, but sun lotion. Got to make sure, because this thing, you bet. Last year when I was hugging people that had been standing in line, their backs were hot to touch. Good God. Also, we're going to up the ante. We're looking for stupid human talent. Couple of things. If you are chosen to perform in the stupid human talent, you're guaranteed a chair. That's one good thing. Like really good seat.
Yeah, we'll put you in a nice section.
And then we're going to give you some swag. We've got Mark in the Morning hats, Mark in the Morning shirts, all that kind of. Everybody gets some swag. So if you have a stupid human, a lot of you idiots have been texting the word talent and nothing else. What are you doing? We need you to text the word talent along with your talent and contact information so we can call you back. It is time now for
Jackie's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, you guys excited?
Yeah.
Okay. So today, it is. So today I'm featuring Stevie Ray Vaughan. But first, I have a little trivia from Mark and Gina, and I won't include you, Mikey, because you know everything about classic rock. So, anyways, so Mark and Gina, what artist gave Stevie Ray Vaughan his big break?
Oh, I know.
Wait a minute. I know you know. Okay. Hang on a second. So was it Jackson Brown?
Okay.
Stevie Wonder?
Okay.
Or David Bowie?
Ooh.
I like Bowie.
Okay, I'm going to go Jackson Brown.
I was trying to trick you guys, but you guys both got the right answer. It's actually both of them.
Oh, yeah. Top marks.
In 1982, David Bowie and Jackson Brown were at a festival in Texas when Stevie Ray Vaughan stole the stage and caught their attention. So Stevie later went on to be the lead guitarist for David Bowie's Let's Dance album, while Jackson Brown offered him free recording at a studio.
Ooh.
So that's how little Stevie Ray Vaughan was born.
So quick story. I was in Santa Monica. It was in the morning. I was meeting somebody at a restaurant. Something, it was named Something Rose, and I couldn't find it nowhere. So I see people walking, and I pull over in my car. I roll down the passenger window and I said, "Hey, can you help me find the whatever Rose?" The guy leans in and he tells me, "Go down here, take a left." It was Jackson Brown.
Oh, well.
Leaning in my car window, giving me instructions to a restaurant.
Did you have any idea it was Jackson Brown?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
And I said nothing about it.
You didn't geek out.
Nah.
And I love Stevie Ray Vaughan. And if there's a song that, if you just feel like crying, but you can't quite get there, Google Life by the Drop. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
So good.
I'm going to hijack back my Throwback Thursday. So here
<All right>.
here's Couldn't Stand the Weather by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I had no idea how or when it ended, since I've never heard it. All right, if you want to play 5 seconds for $20, call right now, 888-696-1003. Real quickly, I've told you guys, a week from Saturday, July 23rd, we're all going to be at the Orange County Fair. And with us, the shirt that I wore on the Mark's Back billboard campaign, the shirt has been removed from its spot in the closet. It is going to be boxed up today by Skeeter and sent to Danny's house. The mannequin arrived yesterday.
Yeah, we watched Danny put it together on Facebook Live.
Hey, Danny, where is it?
It walked off. He disappeared. He was here
last
night.
We can't find the mannequin.
Wow.
All right, so Linda's going to get that done. The shirt is on its way, people. Prepare yourself.
Yes, wait, but before you move ahead, Gina and I both got a very funny tweet yesterday from Dawn, and it said, You can have a killer goat at the Orange County Fair, but you don't know if you can have a Frisbee dog?
It's absolutely true. All right, here we go. Forbes magazine's top earning rock acts from June of last year to June of this year. Number 8. The Dave Matthews Band. Anybody seen Dave?
Oh, yeah.
No, but wait. Are we talking July of last year to this year or July of 97 to 98?
No. Dave Matthews tours like 300 days a year.
Wow.
The guy doesn't have a house, I don't think.
Interesting. Right? Very talented, but yeah. I'm surprised.
33 million. Number 7. I got another confession to make. I would love to see the Foo Fighters because I'm a fan. This is one of the great songs of all time. Foo Fighters checking in at 48.5 million.
I'm actually surprised they weren't closer to number one. Mm. They were my number one guess.
Number 6. I'm confused. Muse.
Oh, yeah. They're,
49 million.
They're huge.
We're old fogies. We don't understand.
I like the sound of it, though. Skeeter, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
I don't know any of these.
You'll know this one, number 5. U2, 55 million. Anybody ever seen them?
Oh, yeah.
No, never
Are they
live.
Phenomenal?
Amazing. It's like going to a religious experience. It's amazing.
The number 4 top rock act from the last year.
When you were young. Yeah.
Paul McCartney. 56.5 million.
He's never going to stop touring, is he?
No, there's no need. It is one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. He was up there for 3 hours. He never left. At one point, his band did. This is an old dude, and he was out there for 3 hours. He sounds incredible.
So his entire band tapped out before he did.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. No surprise here. Number 3. Bruce Springsteen. $60.5 million. Number 2. The Rolling Stones. $66.5 million.
Damn.
All right. Edging out the number 1 spot by a million. Boy, that sounded bad. All right, Gina, number 1.
Well, we're doing a lot of classic rock, so maybe we stay in that genre, but we already got the Stones and Paul. You too? Oh, man.
The hint I would say is that this is the one classic rock act, true classic rock, that can fill stadiums.
Oh, ACT-ACT? Yeah!
Yes. ACT-ACT.
As Andy
now,
used
Skeeter
to call
loves her some AC/DC. She's sitting here bopping up and down. And I told her, well, then let me take you to a show. She said, I'm not going to that.
I'd go to this in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm.
AC/DC, number 1 at $67.5 million.
5 seconds for $20.
Yes!
I'm so excited. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store, and I did not get out of my car until after you played this.
She loves this. I don't know why she... Well, I mean, it's clear. Every time you go by a water cooler, everybody's talking about it. Am I correct, Skeeter?
Yes.
That's right. This is 5 seconds for $20. We go to Jeff from Simi Valley. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Mark.
What do you want?
I want your 20 bucks.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a salesman. I sell roofs all day long.
You sell roofs or you actually install them?
I do both.
Wow.
Dude, we're having a new roof put on. It's 100 with full humidity, and they don't bat an eye.
Yeah,
they don't
care. Well, when you're old like me and you're used to it, you just do it.
Mm. Yeah, boy, it would take a while to get used to. How much do you make a year, Jeff?
Over $100,000.
All right,
wow.
Back in the game.
Wow. Well done, Jeff. Married with kids?
Yeah, married almost 30 years, 2 kids.
Okay, very cool. Now, Jeff, you know how the game works. I'm going to ask you a question. You've got 5 seconds to answer it. If you do, you get 20 bucks. If you don't, tomorrow.
I suck.
Well, you may get this. You may know this. Are you a classic rock fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then you got a shot. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
What artist? Don't tell me what to do. I'll do it when I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready. What artist wrote and recorded the song All Along the Watchtower in 1967?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. What?
Brilliant.
What? Oh, man.
I suck.
No, the answer is...
What?
Bob Dylan wrote it, and this is him singing it.
Although, Jeff, I would be very interested to hear a Marvin Gaye version of this.
Me too.
Jeff, listen, man, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, and call again. Yep.
Mark, real quick, whatever happened to Elvis Bob?
We had a guy who, the Elvis Bob was a Shoney's big boy, Bob's big boy, the statue that, you know, he's holding the burger. We took one, somehow we got it, and we would decorate it up to be the Elvis Bob. And then at Halloween, he would be Franken Bob or Dracubob or whatever. We had a listener who took care of it, and I think he kept it. I have no idea where it is.
One other quick thing. The first time you got that, when you were on La Cienega, KLOS, I came over with my roofing lift bed truck and put it up on the roof for you guys.
Oh,
wow. Well, thank you, man. Very much appreciated.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, Jeff, take 5 minutes out some point today and kiss every bit of my ass, all right?
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you soon, Jeff. I like the fact that he didn't even get me.
Okay, you betcha.
Okay, hey, thank you. Sure will. Bye-bye. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you cutting it up. On the other side of music, I've got songs 10 through 6, the Rolling Stones list of the greatest Beatles songs of all time. Right now, Aerosmith. All right, so Rolling Stone magazine released their 100 greatest songs by the Beatles. I've been counting down the top 25. Today we've got 10 through 6, and of course tomorrow 5 to 1. We're down into the meat of it. We're also in between going to share what you have when you've got a group of a certain animal. What is it called? It is a combination list. Thank you very much. Here we go. Number 10. While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Perfect
you have
song.
Not lived until you have seen Peter Frampton do this. He did it at the Mark and Brian Christmas show. Oh, my God.
I think Mikey and I both agree this is a perfectly placed 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can go. You're down into the meat. I can go with every one of these at this point. Now, five of today's grouping of animals is provided by Gina Grad.
Oh.
When you have a group of parrots... You have a pandemonium of parrots.
Isn't that the best?
That's awesome.
Number 9, according to Rolling Stone magazine, greatest Beatles song of all time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'd put it at 9, but it's a good one.
I was just going to say, this is not one of my favorites, but I know the people love it.
Yeah.
Would you put it higher, Mikey, or no?
No, I would put it at like... 27, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you have a group of toads, you have a knot of toads.
Silent K.
Number 8, greatest Beatles song of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Let It Be.
If that piano opening doesn't do anything to you, your heart is made of coal. Speaking words of wisdom,
let it be. He does this in concert, the whole thing. When you have a group of flies, you have a business of flies.
That's my favorite one.
All right, Mikey, what do you think of this position?
Perfect. It could be top 5, but I think it's also fine at number 8. It's good.
We're looking at the top 25 Beatles songs according to Rolling Stone magazine. Number 7. Hey Jude, don't make. You know how I've said that when you go through something, whatever's hot on the radio, whatever it is you're feeling is imprinted into the song that you listen to a lot. This was huge on the radio in 68. And Cindy Wadsworth broke up with me and started being boyfriend and girlfriend with my best friend. And every time I hear this, it is in there.
68? Were you 3?
No, I was born in 55.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you're old.
When you have a group of zebras, you have a zeal of zebras.
Could it be anything else?
Okay, number six. Something
so good.
I am pleasantly surprised that this made six.
Yeah. You think it could have been top five?
I would have assumed it would have been way down on the list, but I love this song.
The sexiest Beatles song.
Yeah.
When you have a group of children, you have a migraine of children. That's a listener joke.
That was great. Thank you, whatever listener told us that.
It's very funny. When you have a group of emus, you have a mob of emus. All right, tomorrow at this exact same time, the top five Beatles songs of all time. And now, six reasons today doesn't suck.
One.
It was on this day back in 1987, Steve Miller got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Here, Steve talks about how this song, Jungle Love, came to be.
I had finished Book of Dreams, finished mixing everything. I was working on the very last tune when Lonnie Turner walked in and said, oh, by the way, I've got this song. And he played it for me, and it was a tune he had worked on with Greg Douglas. And I said, well, why don't you get Greg and come on over and let's record it this afternoon then, because this is really a great song. So he came over, and we cut the track just like that, and I sang it. And I think the song was done in 45 minutes. Wow. We mixed it and finished the album, and out it went.
Two.
Happy birthday, Jane Lynch is 56.
What, do you think I'm a pushover? You know what I used to eat for breakfast? Cocaine. You know what I used to eat for lunch? Cocaine.
What'd you have for dinner? Was it cocaine?
I will sign your sheets, but you need to know I am not here to service your hours. I'm here to service these young boys. Do you think I give it if you guys go to prison, huh? I've been to prison. Oh, I have. I've been to prison. Prison of drugs, alcohol, and sick thoughts. I used to have sick thoughts. So don't you come in here preaching to me about hours when you're standing over there and you're standing over there and I don't know which way is up.
Three.
Paperback writer.
50 years ago today, the Beatles single Paperback Writer was certified gold for 500,000 sales. Gina.
Yeah.
Which of the following is not true about Paperback Writer? A, Paul McCartney was its main writer. B, because of a new studio process, it was the loudest Beatle record to date. Three, it was recorded during the sessions for the Revolver album. And D, John Lennon sings the lead vocal.
I'm gonna go D.
It is. This Thank is you. McCartney.
Paperback writer. Four.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life.
It was on this day in 1975. Disney announced his plans for Epcot Center in Orlando, Florida. Gina, have you been?
Yes, when I was 14, and it was awesome.
You and Tim need to go back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, he has kids, but they're grown up now. He loves going to amusement parks now because it's not about, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm hot. Well, that's me, but he doesn't have to worry about little kids, so we have a great time.
You got to get Epcot done. I'll guide you through. I've done it so many times, I know exactly how to do it.
Okay. Five.
Now, I bring this woman up because she really is rock royalty. B.B. Buell, 63 years old today. Before she became a singer and the mother of Liv Tyler, B.B. was a Playboy playmate. She had affairs with such rock stars as Steven Tyler, Jimmy Page, Iggy Pop, Elvis Costello, Todd Rundgren, and Rod Stewart, Ooh. And wrote all about it in her 2001 autobiography, Rebel Heart. So she is. She needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You need to talk to her, Mark. We need to get her on the blower.
Oh, I'd love that. Would be awesome.
Yeah.
Six.
when I was, I guess I was 14 at the time, I was riding motorcycles, and in the summer, this could not have been hotter. And I was so attracted to it because I'd never heard anything like it. My mama told me not to come to this party. It was on this day in 1970, Three Dog Night's Mama Told Me Not to Come is certified gold. Six Reasons Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by my butt. Next, Christian is going to break down the music so you don't have to. Gina.
What?
Trend me.
All right. Well, Fresno police have released a body cam video of officers fatally shooting an unarmed 19-year-old white teen who appears to refuse repeated commands to drop to the ground and hold his hands up. If you Google it, it is very graphic. Please know that in advance, but it has just been released. Consumer Report... Oh, I love that song. Consumer Reports want Tesla to disable its autopilot system and require drivers to keep their hands on the wheel, since Tesla is under investigation for two car accidents involving the autopilot system. And here's what's trending in sports. The ESPYs took place last night and recognized athletes like Steph Curry for best record-breaking performance and Holly Holm for best upset over Ronda Rousey. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Hey, call now for a four-pack of OC Fair tickets to come see us a week from Saturday. Give us a call, 888-696-1003. That goes to the fifth caller. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian Hand.
What about breaking it down? I'd like to go back to bed. However, instead of doing that, I will do some of this today, methinks.
Oh, wow.
So it's obviously Boston's More Than a Feeling, in case you were playing along at home. So let's start, as we usually do, with the basis of The Engine Room, which was written by a guy named Jim Masdia and then Sib Hashian, one of the greatest drummer names of ever, I think, played the recordings, which this song was worked on by Tom Schultz, who's the genius behind
the Peanuts?
Boston.
He's also Charles Schultz.
He did Peanuts, and he went to MIT by all accounts. He's a genius. So he recorded this in his basement, and it took him 5 years to write this song by all accounts, and Sib bringing it. That's good side stick, everybody.
No, I don't hear this in the song.
It's because your ears aren't trained. Now we're grooving. You just know the drummers are bitches, so Jim was probably listening to the recordings and going, oh, I still would have played that better. I don't know what he's doing. So, it's workmanlike. It's in the song. He's not flouncing around and doing anything that you'd necessarily disagree with. The bass part, however, is when it really gets beautiful. And Tom Schultz, the genius, played everything except for the drums and the singy bits. Everything else, he did. So, he did this. This bit. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they came up with that before anything else?
Let's not forget, Tom did everything himself, so I'm sure that he at this point had... He'd geniused the entire thing together before he started. I mean, it did also take him 5 years, let's not forget. So what I like is when you put the drums together with the bass and we get the old engine room going, this is a really... Cool is that now you can see why the drum part is so simple, is because Tom's doing some, he's doing some dancing around on the old bass guitar and leaving him the room open. So good. Been here for previous lessons, you would recognize a certain James Jameson, Paul McCartney-esque vibe going on the bass line here. Don't forget, he also recorded everything in a studio he built himself in the basement of his house.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a genius, in case you were wondering. I mean, you know exactly what song it is.
Yeah, you do now.
Right? Without even needing any guitars.
And it's guitar.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Okay, Tarzan.
Note to self. I just love that. I mean... This is a man who clearly knows what he's doing and went to MIT and is not afraid to tell you. This is when the guitar solo is happening. We'll get to that bit. All right, so that's the bass and drums department. And now, of course, if you're talking Tom Scholz, you got to talk guitars. He actually created a thing called the Rockman, which was like the first guitar amp emulator. It was like the size of a couple of cigarette packs. And he plays all of his guitars through that, and then he amplifies them afterwards. So his guitar sound is, in fact, completely customized by himself for his own purposes, for the world domination, without a doubt. So here's starting with one of the greatest acoustic guitar parts. Triumphant. So simple. So while that bit's happening, check this out. Over the top of the acoustic guitars is these really cool little harmonic taps. So when you put it together, you get this. Which you would only do if you were a genius from MIT who decided to play a single instrument yourself on the guitar and didn't want to be bored in the studio. So, come back to this part. Warlords and Dragons. But there's more than one texture because it also does this underneath that. So it goes. You'll recognize the hand claps, of course. Those are clearly recorded by a man who went to MIT. Nothing. It's the greatest hand claps ever recorded in the history of hand claps. So when we put that together, it does this, which is so sick. Like, how cool is it that this note does this part? That you're like, nah. All right, I mean, I guess. But then when you put it in and it goes like this. Right? I mean, come on. Tom, you show off. I'll bet you his degree hangs up in his recording studio. So if anyone has any questions, he just points at it and won't, like... I mean, there's so much music history in this song. The turtles, the birds, and then we go to here. Ready? It's cool with myself because I'm playing all the instruments. I think I'm just going to do this at the end. And nobody's going to argue because it's just him. So the solo together is so awesome. So the drums are doing this. I love this bit. So the drums are going just... nice and workmanlike. And Tom himself on the bass is doing this. Which is what a bridge should do. It should go to a part of the song that hasn't been done before. And then the guitars are the acoustic doing with the electrics. And then with the solo on the top, it does this! Which is about as majestic on the Shire as you could get. I mean, those harmonics are so flawless. All right, so speaking of flawless, of course, the tragic story of Brad Delph, lead singer, who took his own life, and his suicide note said in French, "I am a lonely soul." So let's listen to the lonely soul, trying to get it out. Oh, hold on, let's get rid of the drums. Just give Brad his time.
I looked out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day, then lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away.
which you didn't realize he did because it's behind the guitars and it's so beautiful.
It's angelic.
It is.
It's more than a feeling. More than a feeling. When I hear that old song they used to play. More than a feeling. And I begin dreaming. More than a feeling. Till I see my man walk away. I see my
So Marianne was actually real. It was Tom Scholz's much older cousin when he was about 8 or 9, and he was completely in love with her. And he said that he was actually secretly completely in love with her, but mostly her laugh. So Marianne is actually a real.
So many people have come and gone. Their faces fade as the years go by. Yet I still recall as I wander on. As clear as the sun in the summer sky.
So good.
It's more than a feeling. More than a feeling. When I hear that old song they used more to play. See my Marianne walking away.
Which is sick because that, if you listen to this part, is the note that leads into the guitar solo because it does. Amazing. All right, let's listen to the last verse.
When I'm tired and thinking cold, I hide in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped away.
Sick.
Oh.
Yeah.
It got better.
Yeah, no. All right, so when we put this into this bit, this is really cool. I love this band. Hold on. So this, when he does that note. Driving, don't clap along. Don't get swept up in the moment. R.I.P. Brad Delph. What an incredible performance. And the song is about what music does to you, so it's kind of a fitting tribute to him. So let's just dive into a little bit of this so we can hear everybody together. They learn how to hear the bass.
Yes.
because it's such a lost instrument. Like now you can hear, Gina, let's see what's the final exam. Can you hear what Uncle Tom is playing here?
A lot of ups and downs.
A lot of ups and downs you didn't even notice before. See? And there are the little, you hear the little chimey things now?
Oh.
Yeah. Right? Never noticed them before. You know why? Because you're a bunch of savages.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, so there's Tom Scholz and the guys in Boston with More Than a Feeling. I hope you've got a greater taste for the genius behind that band. You should definitely buy that record, buy Third Stage. Just listen to Boston. Genius, obviously, because he went to MIT. No reason to brag. Tom. all right, so don't forget, if you are into Boston, they're playing, what is it, Saturday? They're playing tonight, but on Saturday at the PAC
Pack Amp. OC Fair.
Of course, Uncle Joe will be down there. I can't wait to come off the air today later to have him correct me on all the misinformation that I have given everybody and tell me numerous stories about the times he hung out with all them and the things that I could have done if I'd been around as long as he had, doing radio as long as he had. So I was like, I remember being in a van with those guys back at 74 and woo, the Jack Daniels flowed and the stories. I'm like, man, really? I've never done any of this.
Ends it with, by the way, Christian, this is not for air.
Yeah, don't tell anybody about that stuff. Sorry, Joe. And so that's this Saturday at the OC Fair. And then on the 30th of this month at Swing House, I'll be doing my next breakdown session there. I'm going to be doing two songs, one of which I haven't worked out what it's going to be, but one of them is definitely going to be Bob Seger, because we need to spend an hour. If you've never been to one of those, basically I spend an hour on each song instead of the sort of 20 minutes digest version I do here. And it's two songs in the evening. There's a restaurant next door. You can have dinner. It's a phenomenal night. It's 2.5 hours. The ticket link is on the Andy in the Afternoon page. It's also now on the Sounds website. So just go there, buy yourself some tickets, bring some friends. It really is a good night out. And you can really get into this music in a way that I can't do here. And it's the Bob Seger one alone is going to be goosebump inducing, if you know what I'm saying. So I'll see you there. Go to the Sounds website or the End in the Afternoon page, and I'll see you at the Swing House session on the 30th.
Also, as Gina, I've been telling you, Mark in the Morning and Andy in the Afternoon are going to be at the Orange County Fair.
Yes.
A week from Saturday, July 23rd, noon to 3. We're at the Heritage Stage. A little bit of new information. There are 800 seats. So if you want to guarantee a chair, the moment the fair opens, you can go straight to the Heritage and just sit down. Just take your chair.
Did you hear what happened yesterday?
What?
Well, because Andy's been practicing his special circus skill because he's an idiot. And he fell over on the hoverboard and almost broke himself in half.
Oh, yeah, that was on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I wasn't here for it. I'm so bummed.
Yes.
Well, the one thing I wanted to say, and then we'll play a tune. The one thing I wanted to say is that we're going to open the show with a fill-in-the-blank with Matt and Frank. And Matt and Frank this time are going to be joined by Jeremy Benson, Joe Benson's son. He's amazing on the guitar. They're going to do Rush by Tom Sawyer. So the only thing that we're going to be using from the actual track are keyboards and vocals.
Yep.
That's it. And then Matt, Frank, and Jeremy are going to fill in the blank. That alone is going to be killer.
Mm-hmm.
So join us a week from Saturday, noon to 3, Saturday, July 23rd.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Joining us in studio is ABC7's Philip Palmer. I met this man about 20 years ago. He is hysterical, so we're going to hang out, and he'll be with us for sports. So, Todd, last night the ESPY Awards were awarded. Did it go like you thought?
Well, I mean, look, if you're a Cleveland Cavalier fan, it was a wonderful night. I mean, everybody who won an award played for the Cavaliers or played against them, I think. And basketball was front and center stage. I mean, LeBron James got the best male athlete, NBA player of the year. And by the way, the coach was Tyronn Lue of the Cavs. The Cavs got the best team. Steph Curry got the best record-breaking performance, NBA three-pointers. But there was the Peyton Manning, Kobe Bryant, and Amy Wambach. Is it Amy or Abby? Wambach.
Just say it fast and we won't.
Wambach. That's it. They got the icon award for big careers. Conspicuously, they left out Tim Duncan. Huh. I don't know why, but anyway, they didn't put in Tim Duncan.
Wonder why, Todd?
I don't know. Let's see. But the most emotional part of the night, though, was TNT analyst Craig Sager, who's been battling cancer, getting the Jimmy V Award. His speech really was just it was beautiful. It was absolutely fantastic. Best play of the year was Aaron Rodgers to Richard Rodgers, 61-yard Hail Mary to beat Detroit. Upset of the year was Holly Holm beating Ronda Rousey. MLB player of the year, Bryce Harper, not Mike Trout. Mikey, can you believe that? Give me a break.
Yeah,
NFL player of the year, Cam Newton, Mark. So,
yeah.
You know, you got one there, okay?
Yeah.
And but here's one thing, though. To me, the best single-game performance, they should have a category for that. They didn't. Kobe's fourth quarter in his final game. I mean, really, come on. I mean, the final couple of minutes, he scored 13 straight points, I think it was, 15 out of 17. He rallied his team from behind, won 60 points. You know, I don't know why there was no mention of that. But also one of the big things, too, was the NBA players making a plea for social change. Let's see, it was Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James. And, you know, the social change should probably start with the professional athletes because a lot of them seem to get in trouble. I mean, I've been sportscaster for 40 years of my life, and never does a week go by where you're not mentioning something that an athlete has done that is rather untawdry and not exactly the best of role modeling.
Well, you know, but an example of that, Todd.
What would that be?
My father over at KNX does the athlete arrest of the day.
Well, I mean, that's it. Exactly. I mean, so it's like I'm glad that they made this plea for social change. It's kind of like that song, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. Let there be social change and let it begin with the professional athletes. Okay, so there you go. Hey, real quick, the British Open going on. Patrick Reed right now is 5-under par. This is the first round at Royal Troon. McIlroy is 2-under. Fowler, Ricky Fowler, 2-under. Phil Mickelson, 4-under after 8. Dustin Johnson, 1-under after 7. And Jason Day, world number 1, is +2. Jordan Spieth is even par. And I just wanted to bring this one up. At least I remember it vividly. This date in sports history, July 14th, 1970, Pete Rose scores the winning run in the All-Star game at Cincinnati, barreling over Ray Fosse, the catcher. People said, Pete, it's only an All-Star game. Why would you play so rough? He says, are you kidding me? The people in the stands here paid more money to come to this game than they do regular season games, and they want to see you win, and they want to see competition. I couldn't let the people down. That is Pete Rose. And that's it in sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota, beautiful Valencia, RAV4, Highlanders, huge inventory. It's FrontierToyota.com.
When we come back, we will get to know ABC7's morning anchor Philip Palmer with the Hawaii questions.
Uh-oh.
God, during commercials and songs, we spend so much time sitting here with our thumbs in our butts just waiting to talk. We are joined now by a guy that you don't have a bigger fan, Philip, than my wife. ABC7's morning anchor. Philip Palmer. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning to you, and thank your wife for me while you're there, would you?
I will share with you the first time we were doing the Mark and Brian golf tournament, and Philip was playing as a celebrity. And my wife, Linda, and I befriended Philip and his wife. And we were sitting at a table, I think it was on a Friday evening before the tournament, and Philip had already had one of these, and he went back to get more. He walks up to the table, and he's got, in basically martini glasses, one was blue and the other was pink. And as he sat down, he goes, I don't know what these are, but I'm a fan.
Oh, man.
So now, Philip, those of us that are in morning entertainment, we know we have to get up at ridiculous times. But what time do you get up?
I get up. Well, the first alarm goes off at 3:15.
Uh-uh.
You know how it is because you've done this forever. The clock starts ticking at 3:15, but I hit the snooze once. I physically will get out of bed probably 3:20 before the other alarm goes off.
Slacker. Because,
well, I don't want to wake up my wife, you know? So that's the weird thing is you're creeping around the house like you're a criminal. You know, I'm trying not to wake up my daughter, my son, my wife.
Got the flashlight out.
Yeah, you don't turn a lot of lights on. But they don't, you know what they don't do? When they're going to bed at night, they don't turn the lights off.
No.
Everything's still on. TV's on, lights on, video games are on.
You know, I can remember back in the day, because Mark and Brian, the morning show is the most important show on the radio that day. And my biggest fear was that I would oversleep the power. So I had two alarm clocks, both battery operated. One was by the bed. The other one was across the room. And that was the main one because, and I did not push the snooze. That one would go off. The other one was a backup. That one would go off. I would put it out, get right in the shower, and get my crap done.
You don't want the second one to go off because that's the one that wakes everybody and the neighbors. Actually, that's me. My second one's my phone.
And it
is so loud that I know there's no hiding. Everybody in the house, they know. So
we are speaking with ABC7's Philip Palmer. Let's get to know Philip, shall we? This is a unique game where these simple questions we can find out about you.
All right. You're not going to make me pronounce street names in Hawaii, right?
I am not.
Okay, good.
All right. So you're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic Hawaiian island.
All right.
You can only take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned this because I said this on the air one day and ended up a viewer sent us a box of them. Kit Kat.
I think
I love the Kit Kat.
Now, freezer or no freezer?
No freezer. But it can't be melted. Once it's melted, it's defiled.
Now,
have you ever had chocolate that's been melted and then it rehabbed itself?
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Coagulated.
It's just not the same.
It's just deformed. Now, do you take the whole bar and bite off of
it?
Oh, no.
I snap it. And then I'll eat each one individually. I'm kind of anal when it comes to stuff like that.
So
like,
you go top to bottom wafer?
I go side to side, and then I have one piece, and it's like a carrot stick or something.
Gotcha.
All right, you can take one kind of food that you'll eat the rest of your life on the island. What will the food be?
I love these because we've had this game where okay, you got to eat one thing for the rest of your life, and this is going to be an odd thing. But I think it's the one thing I know I could eat. A hash brown from McDonald's.
Oh, my God. How is that our first hash brown from McDonald's?
I know it's not the filet mignon. but I can always eat a hash brown from McDonald's. I love them.
I love how specific because it's from McDonald's.
Yes.
Oh, it has to be, you know. A little extra salt, maybe. Because if I'm going to be on this island by myself, I don't need to worry about living a long time.
Right.
So, you know, the coronary disease and all that doesn't matter.
All right, you can take one album.
Oh, wow.
These next two are where people tense
trip up.
Okay, I think it's Set This Circus Down by Tim McGraw.
You're a country fella.
Yeah. And Tim McGraw, that's the album. I think it's the name of the album. But that one I love.
And how bangable is his wife, Faith Hill? I've had her so many times.
Listening, so I'm just going to say I'm happy they've been together for a long time. You know.
All right, you can take one movie. What will it be?
Forrest Gump.
Ooh.
Period.
Oh,
boom.
Quick.
Done. That's been my favorite movie forever because here's my guidance on movies. Sometimes you have to be in a certain mood to go to a movie,
right.
Drama, comedy, whatever. If you think back on Forrest Gump, A, it had a lot of cool special effects at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I did not know these questions, but that movie's got humor, it's got drama, it's got all of these various things. It's got
emotional.
A great message. The message is, if you're always telling the truth, you know, things will work themselves out. And I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a great, we just rewatched it not that long ago.
And you watch that movie, you don't think Tom Hanks playing somebody, you think Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, that one, I love that movie.
For conversation's sake, somebody to talk to, dead or alive, they'll be in their prime. Somebody on the island that you can have conversation with.
Can't be your wife.
Can't be my wife. You know, Todd Donahoe was talking about Tim Duncan the other day. You know, Greg Popovich said that would be his person, was Tim Duncan, that he would want to sit down and talk with. You know, I've thought of this before, oddly enough, and this is going to be a weird one too. Bobby Knight.
Oh. Wow.
Because I think he's much more complex than just what we in the media, we people generally know. I've read books about him and seen him, and he's remarkably loyal to his friends. He's seems to be intelligent. Now, there's a lot of things I don't agree with him on.
Yeah, but Philip, if
but would you want somebody that you agree with everything?
Yeah, but if you had somebody on the island, you'd have to dodge chairs all day.
Wait a minute, though. Is he going to be on the island with me? I just thought it was a conversation.
No. He's living there.
Oh, man. I don't know that I want to live with him. I thought maybe a dinner or something. I thought maybe you come in and then you depart.
All right. Last question. For sexual gratification, somebody that you can have sex with, it cannot be your significant other.
Well, since I have a significant other, I don't get to have this as even a question.
Even a hypothetical?
like the top five laminated like Ross and Phillip, Friends or something.
Hall pass.
There's somebody you perv on. Who is it?
Wow. This is out of left field. I got I like to think that I no, I wow, I don't.
Let me help you out.
Please.
A lot of times when guys struggle with being honest about this stuff, they go with a vintage beauty, the Marilyn Monroes, the Lana Turners.
I will say on Twitter, I saw Audrey Hepburn yesterday, and some of the folks that I follow this classic pictures.
Me too. Twitter,
yeah, and it was a picture of her sitting on a balcony somewhere, and I was like, wow, she's beautiful. Thank you. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
I'll say Sophia Loren.
Yes, there you go.
You know, how about that?
Sounds good. Right.
How about just unhealthy attraction to as opposed to pervy? can we do that?
We're going to continue talking with Philip momentarily. He is in here for his golf tournament. We'll talk all about that. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Oops, stepped on it. Gina, trend me, please.
All right. Well, a convention list obtained by the New York Post reveals that Tim Tebow is slated to appear at the RNC, but Sarah Palin will not. You betcha she'll be home killing the Mises. Social media is all a Twitter over a picture of former Spice Girl Victoria Beckham giving her 5-year-old daughter a peck on the lips. Mark, I bet this makes you insane.
It does. Philip, I kiss my kids. I always have on the mouth. Still, my daughter's 25, 26, whatever they are. I still do it, and it creeps people out. And I immediately went and asked my daughters, does it bother? And they said, no, of course.
But to be fair, your son will only do it when he's drunk.
Yeah. Hey,
but you've been doing it forever. Hey, and then, you know.
Matthew came here. Matt's, I think, turning 30 this year. He came here. We're drinking, and we're standing in the kitchen with Linda. And Matt's staring at me, and he goes, before I leave here, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth. and within 30 seconds, he just closed in and got it done.
Oh, man. Well, Pennywise the Clown from the Stephen King story, it is back to instill a fear of clowns in a new generation of moviegoers. That's set to hit theaters on September 8th, but of next year, so you're going to have to hold on a little longer. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Hey, call now for a 4-pack of OC Fair tickets. That's 888-696-1003. Let's give that to the third caller. Philip Palmer tells us about a great event coming up for a cause that you will definitely want to get involved in. That's 8:35. But first, The Clash. This is Mark in the Morning.
So ABC 7's Philip Palmer, morning anchor, is with us. And Philip, in morning entertainment, now obviously we're just audio, but a ton of work goes into putting the right music, getting your content, putting it together, sound effects, quotes, clips, whatever it is. But in television, there's images and there's stories and there's reporters. How do you guys plan a day? Is there a meeting the day before to talk about? I mean, how do you do it?
Well, that's one of the things, you know. Leslie and I are kind of the face, and so we get a lot of credit for what's happening. But the thing is, people show up at 10, 11 p.m. the night before, start writing stuff. So those are our producers, and there's three of them, 4:30, 5, and 6. And so they kind of work together. And then by 1 a.m., that's when the writers start rolling in. And the writers are basically writing everything. It's impossible to get it all written by 4:30 to 6. So there's a lot of times things are coming in at the last minute and you're not getting. So whenever you hear us have to say Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, you know, that kind of springs up on you sometimes.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of work that goes in. And then our executive producers there very early in the morning kind of trying to make sure that it all goes together. And we're the ones that basically the work that we have is to get up. That's the job part of it. Get up, get to work, be there. And then, you know, then we've got to present what everybody else has worked really hard all night long.
Wow.
To do. So, yeah, it's quite the process. And we have little to nothing to do with it.
Well, it sounds like the way things work here. Mark just strolls in with a smoking jacket and pipe, and we go, "Here, yep. Mr. Thompson, does this suit your needs for the day?"
He says it's only radio, but he looks so refreshed and rested. And
well, let's talk about this. Philip has the 7th annual Philip Palmer Invitational benefiting the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles Liver and Intestinal Transplant Program. Mm-hmm. It's Monday.
Long name for that thing.
It is big. Put that on a t-shirt. Monday, September 12th at the Valencia Country Club. So 7 years you've been doing this.
Yeah, believe it or not, had a relationship now with Children's Hospital Los Angeles. And by the way, my friends at Children's Hospital have said, Gina needs to come by. We love Gina.
Are you serious?
So I've already gotten a text. They're begging you to come by Children's Hospital.
I would love to.
Well, we're going to make sure that happens.
Oh, that's awesome.
But so see, there's another little thing that we've gotten. But yeah, this started as a result of a friend of mine getting sick many years ago. He's not a child, but a friend of mine at work got sick, and I was lucky enough to be a match with him, and so I donated a kidney to him, and then we tried to make something more out of that. I mean, I was able to help one person, and you know what, Mark? Back in the day, a friend of mine now, a guy named Richard Glover, heard you talk about Be Good Humans. Right? You know that? Be Good Humans.
Brian, my partner, would be the one who always said that.
And because he heard you guys talking about that, and then he knew of my story as well, you guys inspired another person to be a living donor. And so we don't really know the impact that we will have on people's lives, but just by doing one good thing for another person. And this golf tournament has kind of come out of that. Richard's story and you guys doing so much to try to encourage people just to do something nice for other people. You just never know the impact that way down the road you might have. And so this golf tournament, we're trying to come up with better treatment options for children who get transplants. Because, I mean, it's one thing to get that life-saving transplant. That's a gift. It's wonderful. It's special. The families now get to get better. But, you know, when you take these immunosuppressant drugs for your whole life, you know, you're vulnerable to a cold. You're vulnerable to a fever. And so we think, and Children's Hospital does wonderful research, you know, we think that, you know, there are better treatment options in our future. So we're trying to raise some money and help kids who are sick, you know, and we think that we can do some good things. So thank you as well.
It's going to be Monday, September 12th at the Valencia Country Club. If you can't physically go, then go to the website where you can make a donation if you want to be a part. The website is chlagolf.org.
And if you want, you can maybe get some money. We do a helicopter ball drop. You know, you drop the, you could go $10. $10 buys you one numbered ball at chlagolf.org. One ball for $10. And if your ball falls into the hole that they put on the green on the course there, you win $2,000.
You guys are fun.
So you know what's funny? All these golfers, all these guys, and you know, you don't even have to be there to win the $2,000 if your ball falls in. But every single one of them stops what they're doing to watch a guy hang out of a helicopter and pour thousands of balls onto the fairway. And it's hilarious to watch. And I'm like just making sure that he's still strapped into the helicopter, you know, but they do it. And it so everybody stops, they watch, and then they go back to what they're doing.
That's
but it's
great.
You know, it's something to see a helicopter hovering that low and just, you know, and the guy dropping them, he's really trying to put one in there. You know, so he's wanting to do it.
That's
again,
great.
The website is, golf tournament, Monday, September 12th. Valencia Country Club, the website, chlagolf.org. Philip, so good to see you, man.
It's always a pleasure seeing you, bud. And it's been a long time. Thank you very much.
Come back again.
I will.
So we're waiting on Marlon Wayans. I think he's stuck in traffic. So in the meantime, walking through a party in the county jail. Charlie Sheen's out-of-control personal life may have landed him in even more hot water with the IRS. Agents are looking into whether he tried to use his hooker habit as a tax deduction.
Winning.
According to Radar Online, the feds have already raided the offices of Charlie's accountants and are examining his tax returns, which shows millions of dollars listed for, quote, friendly entertainment. That allegedly was Sheen's shorthand for payments to sex workers, normally not considered a legit deduction.
Winning.
It's show prep.
He could owe as much as $7 million in taxes.
Winning.
Ooh, I, I don't remember the last time I went to H&R Block that there was any section for friendly entertainment.
Yeah, I don't even, if he actually did that, if this actually I don't know what is he thinking?
Yeah, but in a way, isn't it kind of awesome?
He's
Charlie.
He has grounds because it's his persona is this guy who sleeps with hookers. If he doesn't sleep with hookers, then he can't be Charlie Sheen, right?
Mikey, you may have just single-handedly pulled him out of the fire.
Thank you.
No,
never mind.
This is not a legitimate. Look, I tried one. When I started flying back and forth from L.A. to North Carolina, I kept all my receipts for the flights and the hotel. And I called my attorney. I said, and he goes, Mark, does your job require you to go to North Carolina to do it? No. Then we can't deduct it.
No. But are you kidding? No.
Charlie Sheen's job requires him to sleep with hookers. That's his brand.
How is that?
His brand is Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is a guy who sleeps with hookers and does cocaine. Well, not anymore, I guess. But that's what his brand was. So, yeah, it's tax deductible.
No.
Yep.
This is a ridiculous conversation that you're trying to have.
Mark, I think the only problem with your story is you need a new accountant. Someone a little more flexible.
Dude, I got audited twice with this accountant. Every time it came up. Kusak.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, so he's really... But it was also him. He came to visit. This was when we were doing the Mark and Linda podcast. And we showed him the house. Mm-hmm. And we showed him the store, which was where we would ship all the T-shirts and the coffee mugs out of. And he's standing in the room. And he said, do you use this room for anything else other than store? And we said, no. He said, you can deduct this square footage.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Okay, I like him again.
Yeah. So,
our D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner were in the middle of one of the most amicable splits in Hollywood has ever seen.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Amicable.
Thank you.
Amicable.
Okay.
One of the most amicable splits. I'm going to say that word all day today and then master it. Amicable. It's a tough one. Yeah. Say it, Gina.
Amicable.
Mikey.
Amicable.
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 Everybody on three, say amicable. One, two, three.
Amicable.
Okay. That was fun. they apparently have decided not to break up at all. The couple, who lived on the same property and vacationed together after announcing their divorce plan, are living under the same roof once again. And it looks like they have patched up their differences. Ooh. This, of course, how reputable is the U.S. Weekly?
Us Weekly?
Yeah.
Probably more reputable than the U.S. Weekly. But I think it's a little bit of a gossip rag.
Okay, so then we need to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
All right. I go on too many days. All right, Taylor Swift's camp leaked word that Taylor dumped Calvin Harris because he supposedly stole credit for his new smash single from her. He has now chimed in with his take on the whole thing. Calvin hit Twitter to say, quote, I figure if you're happy in your new relationship, you should focus on that instead of trying to tear your ex-boyfriend down for something to do. I know you're off tour and you need someone new and try to bury like Katie, etc. But I'm not that guy. Sorry, I won't allow it. He went on to say that he's perfectly happy to applaud Taylor's work on This Is What You Came For, noting that she was credited under a fake name because she insisted on doing it that way. Quote, I wrote the music, produced the song, arranged it, and cut the vocals, though. And it's hurtful for me at this point that her and her team would go so far out of their way to try and make me look bad at this stage.
You know, I don't think he has anyone to blame but himself. Does he not know that she's basically the Black Widow of pop music? I mean, she seems very sweet and she does all these nice, wonderful things, but boy, does she bury these dudes she dates.
Why does she do that?
I don't know. But she is, she seems vengeful. Mm-hmm. You know, in one hand, she's giving $900 to a fan who wanted an autograph and bakes cookies for fans and seems like the sweetest girl on earth, apparently, until you date her. I don't know.
Throw an allegedly in there.
Yep. Crazy.
Well, this Pokemon Go thing is just getting more nuts. A Brooklyn, New York man was playing the augmented reality game in a park, his eyes glued to the phone in pursuit of the Rattata character. What he didn't realize is that the mouse Pokemon was luring him into a pond.
What?
The player who happened to be streaming live his game fell into the water. Although the screen went blank, you could hear him splash, and then the man started cussing. He eventually started laughing about his misstep. The video has gone completely viral.
I gotta hear that. We're gonna have to put that up. Another one, a dude was playing it while he was driving and smashed into a tree. He's fine, but yeah, I just have, and this comes from my heart. I really, really love all of you. I love you and your Pokemon Go. Just one quick thing. I'm going to back off the mic for this. Stop it, you freaking morons! Sorry, you were saying?
I didn't do it earlier. I'm going to do my Charlie Sheen for you. I was going to do it at the end of Charlie Sheen. I just started saying this because I love that quote from Charlie. Hang on, let me turn it up.
Winning.
I just started doing this, and every time I do it, Mikey cracks up. So here's my Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
It's perfect.
That's incredible, Mark.
Thank you.
Are you going to do that at the OC Fair?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a big crowd pleaser, because I think there are still people who don't believe that. I think you're just pushing a button.
Okay, do your winning, and then I'll play Charlie's winning. Wait, let me get it up. Okay, go for it. This is Mark.
I tell you what, you do Charlie, and then I'll do mine.
Okay, here's Charlie.
Winning. Winning.
Mark.
It's unbelievable.
Really,
well, really Gina's porn star is going to be... Oh.
Oh, you want to ask me if she's going to be there?
Are you going to be at the OC Fair?
Yeah.
All right. Marlon, put him on. We got to do this really quickly. I had to play a song.
All right. He has his headphones on.
All right. Marlon Wayans has joined us. Good morning, Marlon.
What's happening? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Did traffic kick you in the butt?
I just point at the mic.
Oh, he's pointing the mic. I was like, what is it? So that mic is not working?
Nah, that's your mic.
That's the ghetto mic? That's yep. the one mic? Or is that the guy with OCD on his breath and he's like, I don't want nobody using my mic? Okay.
Well, Marlon is going to be at the Irvine Improv tomorrow night through Sunday. For tickets, 949-854-5455. Also, he'll be at Levity Live in Oxnard Friday, July 29th. It is the grand opening. So that's a new room?
Yeah, it's a brand new room. So hopefully people come out and check it out. Come get put your lips on the glasses before anybody else does.
There you go.
Put so your you ass in the seat yep. before anybody else does.
Yep.
Put your laugh in the air before anybody. I'm going to be the first one. I'm popping the cherry stage.
So things have been good, man?
Things are great. I ain't in jail and I ain't dead. That's two great things. Yeah. Despite all that's going on, I find a way to smile and find a way to enjoy my life. And my son was sick. I'm happy he's better, because staying in a hospital for 3 weeks was not fun at all.
Oh God.
Yes. Yeah, it was. He had a staph infection.
Oh.
And when
God.
The doctor was like, he's 14. The doctor's like, you have an infection. And it was like in his groin. I was like, okay, what's her name?
Oh, God.
And then, so we spent 3 weeks at the hospital. And, I snuck in Xbox. He had the best day ever. In Xbox. He had his favorite restaurants because of Postmates. Technology is great.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, besides like the hospital bit, he pretty much had a good time, you know?
Poor thing.
I had a miserable time. You ever sleep on that cot at the hospital? Jail is more fun.
That sad little thin foam thing.
It hurts so much. You hate life, like literally.
Now, you actually, you were on the Adam Carolla show not too far back, which is yes. where I remember you from.
Yes, there
I
you
also
go.
Do that show.
Okay, look, name dropping. You know, because I also do
there's a reason as well.
Yep. Look, you got all the swag. You got a 100.3 The Sound hat. You got Adam Carolla sandals on.
That's a good idea. You mentioned that your daughter was going to start interning or working.
Yeah, she has.
Did
she's doing
start?
A really good job.
Oh, good.
She's doing an excellent job. Everybody loves her. She's quiet. She's good ideas. She's, hard little worker, and she's free. So the great thing about it. But, you know, it's just good, and she's doing what she loves, and she wakes up with a purpose, and you could tell she likes it. It's cute to give her homework, and, you know, I try and give her her space. When I first walked in, I was like, look at the baby. Look at the little baby at the little desk. What are you doing, little baby at the little desk? Oh, look at the baby. Are you watching the movie? And then I realized she's 16, and I got to get off her back, and, you know, I literally have her on tape, like, blushing. And it's hard to make black kids blush, but I managed to do it.
All right, well, if you want to check the stand-up, this man's been doing it a very long time and doing it at a very high level. He's at the Irvine Improv tomorrow night through Sunday. For tickets, call 949-854-5455 or visit irvineimprov.com. And then Levity Live in Oxnard, Friday, July 29th through Sunday. Go to oxnard.levitylive.com. It is their grand opening. Marlon, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate that. You guys follow me on Instagram at Marlon Wayans, Twitter at Marlon Wayans. If you tweet me right now and tell me you listen to 100.3 The Sound, I'm going to retweet you. That's my way of saying thank y'all for listening. And lastly, follow my Snapchat, Marlon L. Wayans, Facebook fan page, Marlon Wayans. And I'm out, yo!
Let's find out what's trending for the last time today. Gina Grant.
Well, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she regrets the remarks she made about Donald Trump, although she hasn't quite apologized for calling the presumptive Republican nominee a faker with no consistency. The 83-year-old says, on reflection, my recent remarks in response to press inquiries were ill-advised and I regret making them. Judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office. In the future, I'll be more circumspect. Trump responded to Ginsburg's comments by suggesting her, quote, mind is shot, and called for her to resign.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, everybody loves everybody. Hey, this is great. A woman went on a really lonely honeymoon recently because her husband couldn't get his crap together. Huma Mobeen decided to take the honeymoon anyway, alone, when the new hubby, Arsalan Bhatt, didn't get his visa renewed in time. So Mobeen took the problem, made it into a hilarious photo op. She went on the vacation to Greece, taking photos of all the destinations she would have gone on with him, with her arm extended as if he were in the picture with her arm around him. Mobeen didn't want to go initially, obviously, by herself, but since the vacation was already paid for, she thought it would be funny.
You know, I would want to be pissed, but it's my own dumb ass that got me in that situation.
Exactly. If you want to see the pictures of her vacation, they're up at Mark in the Morning Facebook. They're hysterical. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Kiss.
Wraps it for our Thursday. Uncle Joe willingly comes to work so that he can share with you the 10 at 10.
That was extremely affectionate. I really appreciate that so much, Mark. Sounds 10 at 10 supported by Subaru and the 2016 Subaru Legacy. Meet every road with confidence during your summer adventures. Today, we're featuring the year...
You don't remember?
It's 78, but I don't remember what the hell I was going to plug in it.
Animal House, The Price is Right...
Okay, today we're featuring the year Animal House changed all of our realities. And cars sucked, but the bands were really good.
82.
Exactly right, 1978. Thank you, Gina. Thank you. We're going to have some fun to the 10 of 10.
Okay, so tomorrow on the show, a rousing round of Did You Know? Gray Drake, or as Mikey said, Gras Drock, she'll review tomorrow's Ghostbusters. How hard will it suck? And then I've got a fun summer frenzy, the summer songs of your life.
Oh.
Mikey.
I need a wedding, and I need it to be white.
That's
that
too
sounded
easy.
Wrong. Here's Billy Idol on Mark in the Morning.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.